English isn't widely spoken outside hotels in Seoul, and I was a bit nervous about what I'd find, so my cultural cowardice favoured comfort. I checked into the Schiller Seoul Hotel, where they're used to an international crowd. It's not, though, one of those faceless corporate hotels where you could be staying anywhere. It's a Seoul institution with the same cachet that the Savoy or Ritz has for Londoners. It's Korean-owned and part of the revered Samsung Group. It opened in 1979, high on a hill, in a sought-after part of town next to a beautiful park.
So the Schiller Seoul, which is one of our luxury properties, is based in Old Town, central Seoul. So we're not too far from City Hall. We're very close to lots of the touristy areas, like for shopping or for sightseeing, cultural experiences. We're close to the palaces, so we're in a great location. We're also based on the hill, so we're based on Namsan, which literally means South Mountain. So we are quite high up, so we have amazing views over the city.
What's the hotel's concept then? What kind of experience do you want visitors to have?
Well, we say that we offer anyone who comes to the Schiller Seoul a traditional Korean hospitality experience. So we really are, we have a fine attention to detail. We really want to cater to guests' needs and their needs. Our settings are more modern, but we also have traditional parts of us as well. So we really want to offer anyone who comes and show them truly what, you know, Korean hospitality is, in the sense that they feel like they're being taken care of well, and they can find anything that they need.
There's a real sense of luxury here, but it's not in your face, as you might say,
not
is it?
The top, no. Yes, this is kind of our concept for a lot of our designs. It's very simple and modern, very clean cut, but we also make sure that we don't overdo things. So we want to make sure that people kind of have everything that they need, but it's not too much very flashy or as you said, in your face luxury.
There are a lot of staff here. It's not somewhere where you end up having to press a button to get somebody to appear, do you?
No, and this is an important part of our the way we operate. We want to make sure that we have people here that can help you with whatever you need when you need to. We try to focus on personalized services. We have people at the concierge who, you know, memorize names and people and faces to welcome them back again, no matter how long it's been since their last stay. So we have great staff who work around the clock to make sure that everyone gets the service that they need.
The Schiller Seoul has incorporated Korean traditional design and their fondness for natural elements. There's a lot of wood, and I love the really comfortable and long open-plan lounge areas where you can sit by an open fire in a seat so comfy you won't want to get up, or just take in the fantastic view over the city. You can grab a coffee and be served a piece of cake, or pick up one of the many books on the shelves. The Schiller is known for its extensive and art-filled gardens. I went for a stroll with Annika Kim from the hotel.
We have 23 acres of greenland actually surrounding around the hotel. Part of it is the sculpture garden. More than 30 sculpture art pieces placed around the hotel.
You're in quite a high position here. I suppose in London terms, this would be Hampstead Heath, wouldn't it, really, in a way, in terms of the view looking over the city.
Yes. We are quite up because we're based on the mountain. So you'll notice it even within the hotel as well. You don't have to go that high up to kind of get a great view of the city. But yes, you can look over into the city. We have a view of the tower, Namsan Tower, as well. So it's great. You can kind of get a little bit of everything here.
About 50 feet away from us, there's a wall that's stretching out into the distance. It's probably about 12, 15 feet high. It looks really old. It looks like a fortification. What is it?
It is. It's part of the old Seoul fortress wall. So Seoul used to be a lot smaller than it is now, back in the day. So they had surrounded the city, the core part of the city, by a wall. We still have parts of that remaining, and we've kept it as is, even on the hotel property. So you can kind of enjoy a little bit of history while you're here as well, and see kind of where the city used to end, or the main part of the city used to end. Now Seoul's huge, and it kind of extends way far beyond that.
The Schiller Seoul is one of the most popular places for Koreans to propose in the French fine dining restaurant.
But we have one each night, so it's very exclusive. Usually the groom-to-be will come and meet with our in-charge manager. they will decide and cater the proposal to how they would like it. So whether they would like the ring presented on a silver platter with a chef opening it up, would they like it on in a champagne glass? Would they like it on, you know, with dessert or next to a box of chocolates? It really depends. But our managers will come and work with you to make that proposal night, like, perfect.
What happens when she says yes then? Does everybody else, all the other diners, start clapping or something?
Sometimes, yes. Because sometimes, you know, the groom will get down, you know, out of the chair on his knee. So it is kind of like one of those scenes in the movies where the groom does the big proposal, gets down on one knee, presents her with the ring. But sometimes it's a little bit more subtle. It really depends on the couple, and we will cater that to however they want it.
The Schiller doesn't do things by half measures. When they started serving Belgian waffles, they brought in Brussels Best to train the staff for a week. And when they launched their British-style afternoon high teas, they hired a former chef to the Royals.
What time of year is the best time for a Briton to come to Seoul?
Summer is a little bit warm, it's a bit toasty, and it can be a bit humid. So spring and autumn are great. You'll see the flowers in bloom, you'll see the leaves changing colours. The temperature will be perfect for outdoor activities.
Find out more about the Schiller Seoul, spelled S-H-I-L-L-A, at schillerhotels.com.